today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today you are with us and we're going to speak about being the guest of Allah.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today, Sunday, is the first of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of the month of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we bless this moment by a recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, Verses 1-6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الرحمن.
The most merciful.
عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ
Taught the Quran.
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ
Created man.
عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ
And taught him eloquence.
الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانَ
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation. And the stars and trees prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The chapter has 78 verses and it was revealed in Medina. The designation of the chapter derives from the first blessed verse, the most gracious. Ar-Rahman, one of the most beautiful names and attributes of Allah, Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, said, There is a bright, best thing for everything, and that of the Quran is Surah Ar-Rahman.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we look at the meaning of being the guest of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Let's imagine that a messenger from one of the greatest kings of the world has come to us and says, the king has invited you to his feast and he has so much attention to you. He wants to give you every precious gift and governorship of such regions. And above all of those honorable gifts, the king is so satisfied with you and so eager to see you and get near to you and even wants to assign you as one of his nearest ones. So in this situation, what will be our reaction? How can we make ourselves ready for this very important meeting? Then we must compare the greatness of this king to the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords, the Creator of the worlds and everything in them, the one that is the real owner of everything that is known as a being. Now we refer to the starting part of this essay. We are invited to the feast of Allah if we really and honestly believe that there is a God, there is Allah, and if we believe that the messenger of Allah does not tell any lie. So what is our reaction to the call of Prophet of Islam on this invitation?
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about why the month of Ramadan is described as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in this connection, what's important is that the person who has prepared this reception and has invited everybody to it is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the announcer of this preparation, of this special reception, was none but the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that according to Islamic instructions, it's indicated that if people had known what graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be provided for them throughout the month of Ramadan, they would have certainly wished the whole year become the month of Ramadan. And the month Ramadan is very much important in the sense that we find that from the first moment of the arrival of the month Ramadan up to the end of the month Ramadan, and especially up to the end of Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan feast, many and thousands or perhaps millions of sinners would be rescued because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the whole world in the month of Ramadan from the hellfire. Millions of people would be released and delivered from the hellfire, all because of the extra and the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the month of Ramadan and those people who observe fasting in it. Now we find that, apparently it consists of enduring hunger and thirst, has many benefits, physical benefits. Apart from physical benefits of fasting, the spiritual benefits of fasting is abundant and much more superior than the physical benefits of fasting. According to the Holy Quran, we find that fasting wasn't anything special to Islam only. Rather, in all pre-Islamic religions, a kind of fasting was observed. And in this regard, it's a good topic for cross-cultural or comparative religious studies to find out what were the regulations or indications of fasting in pre-Islamic religions. Thank you very much for listening to this episode.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan. يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. Now we reach to ways to welcome the month of Ramadan. At first, planning and determination. Dear friend, you should make a good plan for the whole month about how you are going to organize your days and evenings during the month of Ramadan. Plan special schedules for your work so that you can pray on time, read the Holy Quran, and take sahur. What is sahur? The meal consumed early, in early morning before Fajr prayer. And iftar. What is iftar? Breaking the fast at sunset, Maghrib prayer on time. Have sincere intention and determination to take full advantage of this time. Also, have a full determination and commitment that you will not do any sin or anything wrong during this time. Make sincere repentance and seek the forgiveness of those whom you might have offended. In this way, you can benefit much more from your fasting and prayers. Yes, we are on a special banquet, and it is the banquet of Allah. In a sermon which he delivered on the first day of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, while addressing the fasting ones, said, O you who are fasting, reflect on your affair, for surely you are a guest of your Lord in this month. Observe how your attitude is during the night and day, and how you protect the members of your body from disobeying your Lord, and make sure that you do not sleep through the night and be heedless during the day, so that your month ends while your burden still remains on your shoulders, such that when the fasting ones are paid their due, you are among the losers. And while they enjoy prosperity in the neighborhood of their Lord, you are from the expelled ones.
Once Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, what is the best of deeds in the holy month of Ramadan? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told him, Ya Ali, al-wara'u an maharimillah. The best of deeds in the month of Ramadan is to keep away from sins and to observe the sanctity of God's laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with beautiful hearts. And the Almighty God is the light of the heavens and the earth. He is the light of the universe. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. And Allah has granted us that light in our hearts. Our hearts illuminate and radiate with the light of the Almighty God. But every sin that we commit imposes a barrier on our hearts. It creates a layer of dusting on our hearts. Have you seen when dust collects on something? That's what sins do to our hearts. They begin to dim that light. With every sin, a new layer is put on the heart until the heart cannot glow anymore. The month of Ramadan is that opportunity to reclaim the radiance and the light of our hearts by washing our hearts from sins and asking the Almighty God to forgive us through His light.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن